Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, Brendo, Steve here.
Ed Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw News Brief. Oh boy, not a lot of news this week, or this weekend rather.
Things,
so
this
one,
a lot of little things.
This is good. Yeah, it's a lot of little things, little stupid things. The first one actually isn't stupid though, Larson. Looks like we've gotten some sort of confirmation, at least being the elite, that a popular tag team is going to be showing up hopefully soon. Larson, what's going on?
So it did seem inevitable, almost written in the stars, if you will, Steve, that the team formerly known as Revival, now called, of course, FTR, would make their way to AEW. Now it seems 100% confirmed given the end of this week's Being the Elite, because it seems like Cash and Dax pointed up for a Skyrider to announce their arrival in All Elite Wrestling. So the last shot is the Young Bucks are sitting on their patio or something. They look up to the sky, and in there they see three clouds that spell out FTR. A little thick to be a Skyrider, so you know, I imagine Nick bought some sort of After Effects preset where you can do some sort of cloud riding.
No, I'll be honest. It looks like the most they've spent on a budget in this show, because it actually looks like a pretty darn good cloud.
Yeah, they weren't bad. You just lock
or
down the camera.
Whatever it is.
You put the letters up there, get the right angle, so it looks like it's floating in the sky, and it worked. So apparently, Revival, FTR, heading to All Elite, of course, with a live Dynamite happening next week. You could expect them to probably show up and set up a match between themselves, Young Bucks, at Double or Nothing.
Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be cool. Or they'll just show up at Double or Nothing. Sort of depends maybe on... I mean, yeah, if they want to... they may be in the need to boost ratings these days. I mean, they're having... The last week, I think, are like 750 or something like that. Do you do it now? Do you do it Double or Nothing? Either way, it looks like by the end of, you know, within a month or so, we're going to have FTR. I do appreciate that FTR has, haven't they said that like FTR is, it's open to interpretation as to what the letters mean, which I like. Cause it's like, does KFC actually stand for Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore?
Well,
or is it just like the corporate banner and you can interpret it? What it stands for? I don't know. Anyways, so
I mean that, and with that in mind, what would KFC stand for in your mind, Steve?
Oh man, I don't know. What's a word that starts with K that is synonymous with trash food?
Well, how about kind of effed up chicken? How about that?
That's perfect. See, collaborative. I like it. That's good. Oh man. Anyways, so yeah, no, that's awesome. That's great. You know, hopefully also, well, I mean, that's the only place they can go at this point. So it's not like we can hope to see him in New Japan anytime soon.
No.
Because they have shut down. So no, that's great. And it makes all the sense in the world.
Totally, totally. Speaking of other people that may have shut down, Steve, talk about Vince McMahon here, please.
This is great, man. So we all saw Triple H's 25th anniversary celebration on SmackDown, right? At the very end, Vince McMahon comes out and, oh, man.
Runs on, you know, incoherently for a while.
Yeah. Now, we took on our SmackDown review, we took a very, we gave him the benefit of the doubt that whatever was coming out of his mouth seemed to be out of, you know, appreciation for his son-in-law. Yeah. And so we didn't really harp too much on the fact that he really did come across as, you know, one of those guys who's completely lost his mind, wandering around the streets, you know, and you just sort of walk across the street when you see this guy. But Russell Votes tweeted out over the weekend a screenshot from a text message they received from seemingly one of their sources.
Mm-hmm.
And Russell Votes said, "Bro, what was that Vince shit last night?" And their source, whose name has been blacked out, but it looks like their name starts with a J and ends with an A. So clearly this is John Cena, said that is what he's been like talking about Vince the last 2 weeks or so. I'm seeing, think this pandemic, Mania canceled, XFL getting killed has finally got to him, and he's at the fuck it part of it all. Screw it, Vince, could be wild. Blow it up, Vince, is what we're getting here,
Larson.
I guess so.
He's
blowing it up.
I mean, it's very rare that we see Vince so publicly talk about his past creative mistakes. So if that's what we're getting, if nothing else, I'm all for it.
Bring it on. Give Vince his own talk show segment.
Heck yeah, man.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Self-reflective Vince going out there saying, yeah, this was terrible. This was crap. This could have been good, but I added this last minute, made it crap. Just literally like a weekly top 10 from Vince, all the crap decisions he'd made through the years. I think that'd be outstanding.
This has to be some sort of beginning of the end, right?
How many times have people written off Vince McMahon, though, you know?
Yeah, but how much, like, this is, there hasn't been this concrete level of proof in a while. And like, and it's true, all this stuff happening at the same time, XFL being killed,
it's mentally and physically, emotionally taxing,
and he's never been as old as he is today
as someone who comes off as hardened I know as what he comes off as,
which is a literal statement. You could say it anytime.
Exactly. You can say it tomorrow, the day after that, the day after.
I could say it right now. He's literally never been old as
and he. I could say it as soon as you finish that sentence, it'd still be true. Something else is true that's exciting. Samoa Joe, he's coming back to commentary. This is from Pro Wrestling Sheet. They're reporting, quote, Samoa Joe's return to the Raw commentary team during today's double Raw taping, one today, one next week. Adding that, quote, sources tell us Joe was in attendance at the tapings, will return to the commentary team during at least one of the shows, if not both. However, they do note, quote, no word on who Joe will replace at the announce desk or if it'll be a four-man booth. Get Lawler out of there.
It ain't gonna happen. He's gonna replace Byron. You know that's true. It sucks, but it's totally gonna be true. It makes all the sense in the world to get Lawler out of there. He's super old, he's at risk, he shouldn't be there. And that's just removing from how bad he is at commentary, because on top of all that, he's really bad at commentary. He's
horrible.
Like, it's insane that as soon as he said, what did he say, ramen noodle moonsault? As soon as he said that, there wasn't a hook that came out and took, I can't whistle today, and pulled him off stage, because that was horrible. He should have been gone then, and he should have been gone a long time before then.
They never should have brought him back.
But if nothing else, if he does replace Byron, I really like Byron. I know you really like Byron. Byron isn't really good at checking Lawler, because you kind of need that. Like Tom, I think Tom has sort of developed a I don't really give a crap anymore thing. He likes what he does and he has a lot of fun doing it, but he's not like afraid of getting fired anymore. I get that feeling from Tom Phillips.
Doesn't seem like it, no.
He's like, they sent me to UK. What more are they going to do? Just go ahead and fire me. What do I care? I feel like that's most of the people that work there's attitude. Joe has no problem checking Lawler. He did that a lot when he was the three-man team with the Vic and Lawler.
Yeah.
So even if he replaces Byron, that won't be great. But I love Samoa Joe. He's mm-hmm. awesome at commentary. Mm-hmm. And he could potentially check Lawler if he's still there. So I'd love to hear if Lawler drops another something akin to ramen noodle moonsault. I actually wouldn't mind hearing that just to see Joe's reaction to that, because it could be hilarious. Anyway, so yeah, no, Joe's great. He's awesome.
Terrible. Joe is great. Lawler terrible.
Yeah. Also terrible, WWE 2K announced a new game called Battlegrounds after, of course, the drizzling shits, which is, I love that you put that in the notes here because that's one of my favorite expressions from you. That was WWE 2K20. Report surfaced not long ago that 2K Games, we're going to take a break from that franchise. I believe it was a Justin Leeper video he put out. He said that he had heard rumors that this was going to be the case, was canceled, but that also there would be a new WWE game dropping this year. And today we learned what that game was, WWE 2K Battlegrounds. Here's the press release. Of course, prior to this, they also announced that 2K21, they're getting rid of that. They're taking the extra year to try to make 2K22, you know, more but tentatively better, what it's called.
And the same more press release, better. They had more details. They hired somebody new to run the whole thing, yada, yada. Anyways, let's learn about Battlegrounds because this is exciting stuff.
No, it's not. They said, "We're thrilled to introduce you to WWE 2K Battlegrounds, a completely new WWE gaming experience." Relative to the fact that All-Stars came out like, what, 5 years ago,
right? It was a while ago.
Okay. That will feature arcade-style action and over-the-top superstar designs, environments, and moves. We're focusing on social pick-up-and-play fun, but with plenty of depth for those who want to get way into it. There won't be any depth to this game. Whether you're a casual gamer just learning the ropes or a passionate fan ready for all the action, WWE 2K Battlegrounds. I feel like this is a game preview from before.
It really does. This really does.
WWE 2K Battlegrounds provides another way to enjoy WWE video game action. The game is being developed by Saber Interactive, the studio behind NBA 2K Playgrounds, who have been hard at work on WWE 2K Battlegrounds. They're excited to let you smell what they're cooking. Battlegrounds is scheduled to launch this fall. I'm looking forward to sharing my And then we just recycle the same trailer over and over again.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You got 30 seconds of footage to cut with. You can only do so much.
So they look like they're going with some sort of like big head mode.
Yeah.
On this. Everybody has like a big head.
Yeah.
They look vaguely like their actual character. They're the actual people, the actual wrestlers. The Rock, I told you this like the pre-stream. The Rock looks like they got the caricature of his face from the guy they scanned for 2K20,
well, hold on.
Clearly
they
was
anybody.
Not Dwayne Johnson.
They didn't scan anybody for 2K21. This one like did that from memory.
Okay, you know what? Here's the thing about that face. It distinctly looks like somebody, clearly not The Rock. I think they got some dude who kind of looks like The Rock and is like, hey, come in here. Can we scan your face?
I'm telling you, man, if someone just did it from memory. Anyways, this
blind
is early footage.
Memory.
It could change. This is a huge departure from what we've gotten used to and kind of bored with the other games.
Bored with? I didn't get bored with it.
The gameplay was boring.
What, the sim stuff?
Yeah, I kind of get tired of the same old thing. Give me something new as a palate cleanser. I'm fine with this.
You're not. I will guarantee you're not going to play this.
I will play it.
You will not play. Are you?
I bought All Stars. Bought All Stars.
Are you going to pay $60 for this?
Yeah.
I will. Wow. How much do you want to? I will bet you money right now that you will not purchase this for $60.
Or how much you want to bet?
$5.
Okay. $5.
Man, you're not going to buy this
totally
game.
Gonna buy this. It looks fun.
And not return it.
No, I'm going to download on my PS4. I can't return that.
Man, this looks... It looks... I'll put it this way. My main problem with it, dude, is that it just looks like it looks basic. This looks like a fighting game engine that they just had laying around, that they skinned a bunch of the characters.
Listen. There's one thing that sold me on this game. John Cena being thrown to an alligator. That's got to be something more than just he gets thrown to the alligator, fade to black, Rock wins. It's got to be more than that.
I can almost guarantee that it cuts to black and then it cuts to The Rock celebrating. There ain't a chance in heck they're going to have anything fun or interesting about that alligator eating John Cena.
Maybe it's an alligator lumberjack match. You can stab various beasts and creatures outside the ring for lumberjack matches. How amazing would that be? And then you get tossed out there. You got to fight those creatures. That's what
okay.
I'm hoping for. And
that's
it could not
a good
be
idea.
Listen, I
and
can
they're
play
not
going to
do your idea.
And play it once. And it's not to my liking. I'm like, all right, my bad. You know, it's a crap game. So be it. But what's wrong with being excited about something new, something different? Huh?
Maybe there's a decent
customization suite. There was in All-Stars.
Was there?
Yeah.
All-Stars had a customization suite?
It certainly did. I made Orson Welles in that game.
Wow.
And myself.
Was he cool? Was he good?
Yeah, he was fine. That was like 8 years ago. I don't remember.
He was a great filmmaker, though.
He was. Anyways. Underappreciated in his own time.
All right. Anyways, well, I hope you have fun.
Let me be excited. I mean, I'm not expecting the world. I'm expecting a welcome diversion. Maybe we can get a little content out of it. That's it.
All right. Fair enough. We'll see when it comes
out. Why are you being so pessimistic? Just give it a chance.
I'm just going by what I'm seeing.
It can't be worse than 2K20. It can't be.
Here's the thing about 2K20, though. Because it can. You know, here's the thing about me. I enjoy glitches. I enjoy things breaking down because it makes me laugh. I like looking at something saying, oh, this is so funny because it's broken, and then you get all these weird faces and stuff.
Yeah, but like when we played, we barely got any of that stuff.
The
rest of it was so bad, it's basically unplayable.
What I can't stand is just a boring game. I can't believe this is going to be interesting.
Have you played this Playgrounds game at all? Do you know anything about it? I don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about it.
I mean, if it's fun,
don't know anything.
It could be worth something. It could be fun. It could be a good time. Give it a chance.
Thrilling slow Wolfpack game yesterday, though.
Mm. Did Spencer Dinwiddie come through for you?
He did, actually. Solid backup point. Yeah. Yeah.
See, let here's me be the GM though, of your dude. Team.
Here's the thing. This is probably how Slow Wolfpack will work best, because we can't get on the same page playing together.
So let me build the team.
Build the team,
yeah,
I'll play.
But I want no limitations, no restrictions.
Let's talk about it later. Let's move on.
I want to build a winning team for you. I can, but let me take the gloves off, man. Let me do what I need to do.
All right, Jerry Krause, give us a raw preview, why don't you?
All right, first, there's only two things announced as of us filming this about 1 o'clock. Drew McIntyre and Seth Rollins set for WWE Championship match contract signing tonight on Raw.
That could be Drew's fun. I like Drew.
Oh, he's
outstanding. Seth is good. This will be good.
It'll be good. One match, Asuka versus Nia Jax versus Shayna Baszler, the three participants from Raw and the Women's Money in the Bank ladder match are going to go head-to-head-to-head in a triple threat match tonight.
Well, triple threats are no DQ, so somebody's got to eat a loss here, right?
Yeah.
It's probably going to be Asuka, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That sucks. Anyways. I don't mean to be so negative today. Anyways.
Yeah, what's with the negativity, man?
There's no negativity. I'm just, you know.
You just admitted you were being negative.
Well, about that Battlegrounds game. Before that, I was, yay, everything. That Battlegrounds games look like crap, though. Anyways, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We appreciate it. Let's try to get this one up to 500 likes. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.